Starting this week, the lights and a lot of monitors displaying real-time data will come on at a new 24-hour Navy Cyber Operations Center at Fort Meade in Maryland. They'll give watchstanders the ability to see cyber attacks as they happen and respond to them. Vice Admiral Barry McCullough is the commander of Navy's Fleet Cyber Command. He tells Federal News Radio,
"It's built around the way the Navy does command and control at the operational level of war. So it has various displays and information feeds that our operators can view in real time and make decisions to better operate and defend a network."
For the operators that work there, it'll be a big improvement.
"Right now, my Maritime Operations Center is in a 6x6 room. It houses two watchstanders, and so we call it mock in a box. So we're moving from mock in a box to a real maritime operations center."
But it's not just about extra elbow room for sailors on the watch floor. McCullough says none of the armed services have the ability to take a proactive, real-time view of the information pipelines they've come to rely on so heavily.
"Right now, we're all in the reactive mode. We find somebody in our network, we figure out what it is, we figure out how to stop it, and then how to clean it, and we go on. And that can take hours to months. And in a cyber war, you can't react in hours to months. Most of the time, you have to react at machine speed, and at worst, you have to react in near real time, which is minutes time latency. We don't have that today."
McCullough says they'll have it about 60% operational this week, 85% by March. But he says it's a fact of life that they'll never reach 100% because the tools they need to develop situational awareness, or SA, will keep on evolving.
"And we're going to have people watching television because we don't know how to integrate the data that's available coming off the network and make it a current operational picture for cyber. You need that to have dynamic SA. If you don't have dynamic SA, you can't do dynamic defense."
Each of the armed services are still in the very early stages of developing their cyber commands as components of the Defense Department's overall U.S. Cyber Command. The Navy and the Air Force are the furthest along, and they only declared themselves at full operational capability in October. But McCullough says creating network visibility and figuring out how the various pieces of the cyber command puzzle will work together is a top priority.
"So this is something we've got to continue to press, because when this war goes hot, we're not going to have 2 or 3 months to sort this out. And why do I say that? The bad guys are inside the wire, and the dot mil networks suffer about 250,000 attack attempts a day."
But McCullough says there are plenty of things the military, and the Navy in particular, are doing well in the cyber warfare arena.
"The Navy has the premier electronic attack capability in the U.S. military
via the electronic warfare platforms on their EA-18 Growler jets. He says they've also done well in setting up cyber warfare capabilities on their surface ships and with overall information operations. McCullough says his next big challenge is getting his new command staffed. He says he thinks he's about 1,600 people short of what he needs to perform the missions he's been given by U.S. Cyber Command, and most of those positions need to be filled by people who are highly trained in cybersecurity.
"If you bought those people, that's almost $600 million. We don't have $600 million. And so we've got to find the resources from within. It's a zero-sum game."
And making it harder to find those resources from within, the Navy's emphasis on making sure its uniformed personnel serve time at sea, taking them away from cyber.
"And I was one of those guys that 18 months ago would have told you every sailor needs to go to sea or shouldn't be in the Navy. And so then they send me up to Fort Meade into an environment and a domain that I know absolutely nothing about. And we start to have this discussion about how much training investment and thus money you put into a young man or woman to qualify him to do what we need him to do. And we usually leave him there for about 3 to 4 years, and then we were sending him to sea. And you have to maintain proficiency in this business, or you go back to zero and have to start all the training all over again. So now if the Navy really wants to operate in this environment and in this warfare domain, do we maintain our standard career path?"
McCullough says no, that the Navy needs to create a career path that's focused intently on cybersecurity. But in the short term, he says he's exploring other routes to fill those jobs, possibly including direct hires at the GS-15 level or uniform members of the reserves. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.